You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. Governor Brown declared a state of emergency for Santa Barbara County Wednesday to aid in cleaning efforts after an oil pipeline ruptured at Refugio State Beach. The ruptured pipeline could have released 105,000 gallons of crude oil into the water off the Santa Barbara County coastline. Crews are working on and off the shores to ensure safety and rehabilitate marine life. You could smell the crude fouling Refugio State Beach, where cleanup crews spent the day scouring rocks and sand. The pipeline brings crude from oil fields in Kern County, and the operator, Plains All American, is cooperating in the spill investigation. Kira Redman is with Santa Barbara Channel Keeper. She says there's a long and troubled history with oil in Santa Barbara after a catastrophic spill in 1969.
But it's an oil-rich area. There's been platforms here for a very long time. And so, you know, we live with what we have and, you know, try to have a lot of advocacy groups and groups that are out there on the water, like Channel Keeper, monitoring to make sure that things like this don't happen.
A spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association, Tupper Hull, says the industry does value safety.
Our members are very deeply saddened to see this kind of accident, and that, you know, once this is cleaned up and once all of the resources that they can provide to assist in that effort, they're going to make darn sure they know what happened and what can be done to make sure it doesn't happen again.
The pipeline company says it will likely have to excavate the nearly 30-year-old line before it can determine why it ruptured. For KCBX News, I'm Jordan Bell.